Welcome back to the Pat McAfee Show. I am Tone Diggs, joined by AJ Huck.
AJ.
That one.
Yeah, and a baby Tony.
Well, as I said, welcome back to Pat McAfee Show. I am Tone Diggs. That's AJ Huck.
There it is.
All the boys are here.
How we doing? How we doing? How we doing?
Also got attachment. And because it is Friday, Pat is on his way to MSG for SmackDown. This last hour of the Pat McAfee Show, fourth hour today on YouTube, third hour on Sirius XM Channel 82, Mad Dog Radio, is brought to you by Hammered Down. We're going to be rolling through all the games, see if anybody has any opinions on them, making their picks and stuff like that. Excuse me, what?
The lines are ready whenever you want them.
Thank you. The lines are ready. 1-833-4-McAfee.
Those lines as well.
That's not what he meant.
Both lines.
The gambling lines, Tony.
Oh,
are now available.
See, what we were talking about during the break. You missed a lot, AJ.
You guys doing cocaine over there?
Yeah, that's true.
Potentially, and because it is a Hammered Down hour.
Watch your heart, man. I know your heart's bad, but don't do it.
It's actually been pretty good lately.
Give it a shot then. Get a few lines in.
Thank you. We are joined by the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder, Bubba Gumpino himself.
Good day. Boys.
AJ, do you have any questions for Gumpy about his COVID stay?
Well, I know he was in his cave for a long time. Wait, did you? I know Pat talks about it a lot. Did that isolation, did that get to you, Gumpy, at some point?
I think a little bit. I mean, I'm in like a one bedroom apartment too, so there's not too much, many places I can go, AJ. So,
what'd you do the whole time?
I mean, I just sat there and watched sports, bet, and
crack stick.
Yeah. Fucking read some emails, went through the internet. You know how it goes, AJ.
We can't do that. Pat would not want me to do that right now. Let's get to the phone lines to kick this out.
Steeler shirt, so.
Oh, bopping.
That has what?
Big Ben, he's saying.
Yeah. That's a different subject from what Gumpy was talking about.
Oh, your team. I didn't know. I thought I saw the Steelers pop up against the Bills, right? The first line.
That is the very first line. So we can talk about that first. What we didn't talk about with you, though, Foxy's a scumbag. You know what? Connor kind of is, too.
I don't know
if you saw the tweet from Schefter that basically laid out how TJ Watt put his agents in a locker and said, hey, fucking nerds, suit nerds, you get out of my way. Marched into AR2's office and said, hey, I'll play for whatever you want. And then the Steelers said, you know what? We'll make you the highest paid player and we'll give you $80 million guaranteed. And TJ was like, you know what? That's awesome with me too. Let's go win a fucking championship this year.
And then he said,
and then after that he said, and now I'm going to go fucking work out.
So I heard Pat talk about this. I 100% believe that TJ Watt worked out afterwards.
Because you did.
I'm sure he did. But who, I guess, where did Shefty get this exact info from? Was it like, I don't know if TJ would want this out. I know it makes him look like, oh, this is awesome. But when I saw this tweet, I instantly thought of all of you guys. That's all I thought about. Honestly, like, oh, how are they going to take this?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, I knew that you guys
take it for the truth that it is. And how did Shefty get it? You ever seen that cartoon where the guy like slides underneath doorways and like up walls and he's secret and he's like sliding around rooms? That's what Shefty is in NFL buildings.
This is as big of bullshit as JJ Watt tackling a guy at a Zach Brown Band concert on stage. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is complete, absolute buffoonery. There's no way this is real. He probably did work out because he is a hard working player, and he's one of the best in the league. But I just don't see him kicking in the door of the owner's office like, yeah, I don't know what these guys are talking about. This is perfect for me.
I want to play football.
Well, first and foremost, he wouldn't have to kick in the door because that goddamn organization has an open door policy.
Oh, okay. Fair.
No closed doors in this organization. AJ, I assume some of it's slightly fabricated
maybe just exaggerated a bit, but hey, it's not – TJ didn't do it. TJ didn't put that quote out and say, hey, this is what I did.
No. In any of your contract negotiations, were you – did it ever get to a point where you had to be like, hey, guys, like, this is enough. I'm good with this contract, or did you always just leave it up to the agent?
I mean, my agent did most all of it, and I spoke with him throughout anything, but – I never did this. Never had to kick down a door or anything like that, unfortunately, didn't come to that, but also wasn't becoming the highest paid defensive player in the league either. So,
well, they gave you that $150 million contract when you were a rookie.
Correct.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, how big's your house got to be, Hawk? You know, you couldn't just go to your agents, hey guys, I've done plenty. You know, I'm here for the people, Green Bay.
Thank you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, that's why I signed when I was a rookie. I know Andrew Brandt tells the story I was sweating or something, but yeah, it's because you have morning workouts. And you go, and they ask you to come upstairs, and you sign something. I know Andrew said, like, oh, it was all sweaty from working out. Yeah, because I had a 6 a.m. workout that day.
And you're AJ Hawk, okay? Give yourself some credit. That game, though, Steelers are at Bills, the line 6.5. I'm not going to ask you to pick all the lines because I know you hate doing that.
I don't mind it because, hey, what are you talking about? I said yesterday, I didn't say the Cowboys would win, but I was like, man, 8.5, 9.5 seems like a lot of points to me.
And it was.
The Bucks also left, you know.
A lot of points.
Yeah, a lot of points.
That's football, though, man. That's football. The Cowboys forced those turnovers.
Absolutely.
The Cowboys played well. Dak played unbelievable. I think Amari Cooper was great. I love CeeDee Lamb. And I think the Cowboys' O-line held up, too, which that may be the toughest D-line they face all year.
I would assume so. Especially running the football.
Like Vita Vea? I mean, come on. I see Vita Vea all over Twitter today because – yeah, he may not have a ton of stats, but that dude is an absolute game wrecker up the middle.
Yeah, he was a bull in a china shop. Like that late fourth quarter, like the Cowboys' last drive, two plays in a row, he definitely got hold. They called it on the first one. They didn't call it on the second one again. He's an animal. He is a fucking who? B.J. Raji, is that the biggest guy you had in front of you?
Yeah, B.J. didn't. I don't think he was as tall as Vita, but B.J. Yeah, you talk about just a thick dude who his lower body was so dang powerful. Like, yeah, those guys will help you a lot when you're lined up behind them.
Did you play with the Gravedigger?
I did not play with the Gravedigger, but he was around a little bit. The dude still looks great.
Gilbert Brown. Yeah, he weighed like 550 pounds. He was an absolute unit.
With a dark visor, too. Like,
yeah. Oh, awesome. All right, we mentioned the game. Do you have any thoughts on the Steelers going to the Bills this weekend?
So I know, aside from all the buildos that may be on the field that may distract the quarterback for the Steelers, I think 6.5 is a lot here, too. Like, if you're a Steelers fan, I don't know if the Steelers will win, but I don't know. I think it may be closer than 6.5.
Personally, I'm biased. I think that, too. Just because of their defense. Like, their defense has been so good throughout the years. Obviously, they have playmakers on offense, and I want to see what the offensive line does with two rookies.
Didn't I read something? I know I just saw a headline, but I didn't read it. I thought I saw something that said, like, Big Ben and the Steelers offense is going to have some growing pains early on. Did they say that? I would assume so.
Two rookies are starting on the line.
Mm-hmm. Big Ben came out and said that, AJ. But to your point, especially after last night, 6.5 in the NFL is so much. So I am definitely probably going to take the Steelers here because of the fact that they might have growing pains, but they still do have Big Ben. And we'll see about the offensive line. But Najee already seems to be pretty goddamn good at football. Claypool, Juju, Deontay Johnson, and Muth. Friermuth seems to be a beast as well. And the defense. And you can't not emphasize enough. Can't not. That's a double negative. You can't emphasize enough how important it is that Mike Tomlin is the head coach of this football team. And the boys are going to be ready to go. We'll see what happens.
Also, on the other side, though, Josh Allen's really, really good.
Very good.
That could happen.
And also, TJ Watt should have some fresh legs just doing like the individual portions of training camp and doing stuff on the side. That dude might feel pretty, pretty good coming into this game.
They talked about he might be on a pitch count this weekend because he hasn't done a lot of team.
Oh, outside rushers all the time. That happens.
Yeah, I agree. Pal, you got anything on that one?
Nah, I'm not touching that with
a 10-foot pole. Just put him in when they throw the ball. Who cares? Be like, TJ, we don't need you to stop the run today. Just put him in on passing.
Well, and the best part about it is the Bills didn't really run at all last year. It's really just Josh Allen and that he's got a great group of receivers, too.
And to that point that they really don't have a rush game as strong as other teams, Josh Allen's plus 105 to score a touchdown. I do
rushing?
Like, yeah, rushing.
I was going to say, what is his rushing over-under? Do we know?
I'm not. I assume it's probably like 26 or something.
That might be tasty as well.
Yeah, it might be one rush for Allen.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the sacks take it away from him, though, right?
Oh, I think so.
Sacks take away from your overall rushing yards. Like, if your team rushes for 200, your quarterback takes 20 yards of sacks, it's 180.
It does not take away from his personal, if I remember correctly.
Okay, good.
So his over-under is 28
and a half. I don't know. If a running back gets tackled behind the line, they take it away.
I know, but I think – so – And I said this yesterday on the show. I actually like taking quarterbacks rushing totals over when they're playing a good defensive line, because if they're playing a bad defensive line, they're just going to sit in the pocket all day and throw. But if they're flushed out a bunch, then there's a chance that, you know, he will have to run. Mm-hmm. And he is a great athlete.
Yeah, we see Josh Allen, you talk about a superstar. That dude, every clip I see, he's like playing, doing, he does the old Brett Favre trick where he runs in front of people and acts like there's a ball coming. Ooh, Brett Favre did that every day in practice. I see Josh Allen doing that, like, and getting guys too, and see him dance with his teammates. Like, he seems like they absolutely found their guy in Buffalo.
Honestly, so the Bills kind of remind me of the Steelers when Ben came into the league, because when Ben came into the league, they had a great defense. And then Ben, they kind of let Ben grow, and he got better and better, obviously. Josh Allen kind of is this, a very, very similar thing. Like, he came in, the Bills had a great defense, and now he's just continuing to grow as a quarterback. The next game is Jets at Panthers. Jets are +3.5, Panthers -3.5, over under 44.5. I said that I'm going to need to see these teams play football before I do anything here, AJ.
I mean, two new starting quarterbacks for both teams. I saw Crowder is out for the Jets, so that's one less weapon for Zach Wilson to throw to. This game's a toss-up for me. I don't know. I have no idea what the Panthers are. And the Jets should be better, but how much? I don't know.
They were dead last in the league in offense last year. So there's you would think,
be better than that.
You would think with the floor coming in, they might be a little bit better there, but I'm going to need to see these two teams play.
Yeah, I'm taking the Panthers strictly off the revenge game and the fact that it's Matt Rhule's second season. And also Robbie Anderson. Bobby Anderson revenge game plus 170 to score a touchdown. So I like the Panthers.
Is CJ Mosley playing for the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to help. But still, you look at like their secondary.
Yeah, they got like six rounders in their secondary. McCaffrey's back. Rhule's second year. I know Zach Wilson could be good, but this Jets team is bad.
AJ, are revenge games a thing for players?
I think so, yeah. Players, absolutely. I don't know how much for like Sam Darnold it will be, especially since it's a new staff and everything, or at least coaching staff. It's a thing, yeah, but sometimes it can become a thing to where it's a detriment to players when all they care about, I'm gonna prove these guys wrong. Like, I'm going to show them they shouldn't have got rid of me, and then you go out there and you're overthrowing people and doing stuff that you normally don't do.
Yeah, like this year, I think we find out if Sam Darnold is Ryan Tannehill or he's just not a good quarterback because of Adam Gase and going to Joe Brady was incredible in college. I assume his offense will translate into the NFL, and it did a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll find out about Sam Darnold this year.
I'm excited. I want to see Sam. I want to see both those quarterbacks play. That's what makes it an intriguing game. That Jets-Panthers game, but normally you wouldn't. If you're not a Jets or Panthers fan, you wouldn't really care to tune in too much. I absolutely want to see this one.
Correct. The next one is actually the most lopsided betting game of the season so far and of the weekend. Jags are -3 going to Houston, over under 45.5. The Jags are getting 80% of the bets, and they have 95% of the money are on the Jags and Urban and Trevor Lawrence this weekend. I thought their preseason performance may prevent this from happening. It has not. The people are just very, very down on the Texans. How do you feel, Edge?
Well, the quarterback situation, sure. But I guess when you look at what they did, though, in the offseason, they made some good moves. They brought some guys in that they needed to. Mm-hmm. So I think people may be sleeping on them a little bit just because of everything happening. I'm not saying they're going to be a great team, but I think they could very well beat the Jaguars.
Personally, yeah,
I like Houston.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I like Houston. Fucking
Money Mitts back there on Houston Moneyline, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Big Coach, time Houston money line here.
Tyrod Taylor, tough one, right? Was that a tough one for you last night? You think the Cowboys were going to pull through?
Yeah, I actually got my heart fucking broken. When they didn't go for it on that 4th and 6, I just knew you're giving Brady the ball with a minute and change. All he has to do is get a field goal. You're fucked.
I think a lot of people felt that
the king
way.
Has returned.
Connor, what are you going to
say? I'm also going to take Houston just because, especially because of how much money's coming in on the Jags. It feels like damn near last night everyone's especially on one
they're
side.
They're on the road with a rookie
quarterback.
On the road with a rookie head coach in the NFL.
Houston's got, you know, a pretty rowdy fan base, AJ. I don't know if you can speak on that if you played in Houston. And also,
do you think they'll still show up?
Tyrod Taylor's no slouch. Yeah, they'll still show up. It's been so long. They haven't been able to go to the stadium. Mm-hmm. They'll definitely be there. And I don't know if you saw this, AJ, but there were a few people who ranked coaches on the hottest seats In his first game ever, people were putting Coach Dave as the hottest seat in the NFL, him already fighting for his life as a head coach in the NFL. So I will take the Texans. And, you know, I probably will be sitting here on Monday saying, hey, I was wrong. I should have stayed away. But we'll see. Coach Dave might have those boys buzzing.
Mark Ingram, too. Who knows? I mean, it just feels like Mark Ingram might have 120 rush yards on Sunday. They have a
stable. Yes. David Johnson still there?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever stepped into a tougher job than Coach Dave with the Houston Texans this year?
Tough.
Well, after they hired him, they told him that he was just keeping the seat warm for Josh McCown, too. That probably didn't help.
Yeah, I would say nobody has ever been in a worse situation than Coach
I guess,
Dave.
Though, it's expectations, you know, managing expectations. No one expects anything. They don't even – people don't – like you said, they're saying he's on the hot seat and he hasn't coached a game yet. Okay, I'd say that you win a few games, you may open some eyeballs.
I think the best part for him is a lot of people just blame Easterby and
– McNair.
Mm-hmm. So
the bad thing, too, is if anyone – could you – like if you polled 1 million Americans, how many of them could tell you the head coach of the Houston Texans right now?
37.
Oh, yeah, maybe. And you just
let them talk about Easterby, though.
Yes,
exactly. I know. And you just said, AJ, like if they win a couple games, like who knows? But like what is a successful season, would you say, for the Texans? Like four?
That's
like
what their over-under is.
Four?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say six, but you have a hard time feeling good about six wins. Maybe if you knock off a few really good teams late in the year, then you can at least take some of that momentum into the offseason. But, yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle for those guys.
It is. Poor Tyrod, too.
Poor Tyrod. But
he's going to get the start.
He's going to get a start. Yeah. His team.
Interesting game. Very, very interesting game. Cardinals at Titans. Titans are -3 at home. Obviously, they add Julio. They lose their offensive coordinator to Atlanta. Can't think of his name.
Artie Smith.
Smith.
friend of the show.
As you said last year, AJ, their defense was not good at all. Cardinals added some pieces. Does that make a difference? J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, it would have made a huge difference 5 years ago. I don't know if it does now. Any opinion on that one?
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, yeah, adding Julio will be interesting to see. I guess it depends how well Kyler plays and if Tennessee's defense is better. Are they going to be improved from last year? I think Tennessee's offense, we know, like, they're going to pound it with Derrick Henry and let Tannehill open up a little bit and play action. Hopefully take some shots down the field to Julio.
Oh, yeah.
Get the crowd base, get everyone going a little bit early. But I don't know. Like, that's another game. Like, there's a lot of intriguing matchups. Usually there's matchups week one, but, like, whatever. Like, I'll check the score later. Like, you don't care.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of these games, like, I really want to see them.
Yeah. I mean, everyone keeps talking about Julio Jones. People forget that A.J. Brown's going to be on the other side of him.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a problem.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck for your DB, especially if you have, like, one of your starting DBs go down, like Tampa had last night. One of your starting corners goes out. Like, good luck, man.
I know Gumpy has an opinion on this one.
Yeah, I love Tennessee. I just don't know what Kyler Murray in Arizona is. If they are good, let's see what you got. I think Tennessee is better than they were last year. Like I said, Dupree, that defense gets better. I think they win this by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I probably sound a little stuffy.
I think I'm with you. I'm with you, Gump, on this.
Thanks, AJ. I'm recovering from COVID.
Tony. Come on, Tony.
You don't have long COVID, do you?
Let's hope not.
Did you say long COVID?
Yeah, and long COVID, where it affects you, like, way down the line.
Is it, like, long cut, like, skull?
Might be some still same trapped thing in the beard. Particles.
Nah.
I'm surprised you didn't have to shave that, Gump. Like, a doctor didn't call you? Dr. Oz or someone didn't call you and say, cut that off?
Yeah, unfortunately, Dr. Oz doesn't have my phone number.
The Canadian Dr. Oz didn't call you?
Did we have him on?
Yeah, we did. He also has some thoughts on COVID, but...
Were you Dr. Oz on the show?
Yeah, you remember. You were booked
him, didn't you?
Dr. Oz.
Dude, this was during COVID. Like,
yeah. You're talking Dr. Drew.
Sorry. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think we had Dr. Oz. Did we?
No.
Drew, which I know had some thoughts. That was my booking, by the way, too. Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Real we nice. Know. Back to football.
Shout out Tom Segura for helping me out.
Julio Jones, nice. Julio Jones, humble brag, +120 to score a touchdown. I like that a lot. Yes. I think I'll definitely take that. Hopkins is -110. If anything, I see points, so I also like the over 53.5. To Guppy's point, the Cardinals, you really don't know who they are on a week-to-week basis, but you got to think Cliff Kingsbury has some sort of, you know, thought about these plays if he is an offensive guru. So we'll see, but I like the over, especially because you really don't know if the Titans are just going to come out and absolutely dog-wash these guys. I believe
the Titans were the best over team in the league last year because, obviously, their offense is great, defense dumb.
Yeah, and now with adding Julio, I don't see that really changing. So those are kind of the three picks I'm looking at right now.
We'll do two more games, then we'll go to a break, and then we'll finish after that. Eagles are in Atlanta, -3 for the Falcons, over under 48.5. We have Sirianni versus Artie Jones, so it's going to be an interesting rookie head coach matchup.
Hell yeah.
We've talked about this, how some of these, like, I have no – of all the games, like, this might be the game where I have no fucking clue what these teams are going to be like, Age.
I mean, I wish – I just wonder what Sirianni's going to say to the team the night before the game.
He might be here.
Team meeting. What would he say?
Listen, okay, you guys have put in the work to be in this situation that we find ourselves in. You guys are going to go out tomorrow. You're going to compete. You're going to play hard. You're going to be physical. And you're going to have fun. But I think there is a very good chance that the Atlanta Falcons come out and beat the living fucking piss out of us. I hope that's not the case. But there's a possibility. Just go out and compete. Compete one time for me.
I like the Falcons. I think Falcons. Yeah. I think Falcons. Yeah. Me too. I'm going to take the Falcons.
Yeah, after hearing that, yeah, I like the Falcons.
I'm excited to see what Jalen Hurts does. I'm excited to see what Kyle Pitts does. I'm excited to see what Ridley does without Julio there. Like,
I think the Falcons are going to be better than a lot of people expect
absolutely.
This year, too.
I say that. Yeah. People sleep on the Falcons, man. I think their defense can definitely improve, and I think Matt Ryan can still play and Pitts should add another element to that offense.
We also say every single year, we say, oh, people are sleeping on the Falcons. This is the year. And then every year, they just get their shit pushed in.
You say that because you're in a Falcons alumni age? Or
it might be. Yeah, I'm a little biased. I spent about 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it. Mike Davis, -115 to score a touchdown.
Mike Davis had a really good season last year when McCaffrey went down for the Panthers. I believe he had 1,000 yards. So he'll actually get a chance as the go-to running back in Atlanta. And you know that Artie Jones loves to run the football, so that'll be awesome.
You remember Tolbert? Remember when Tolbert was in Carolina?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, he's fun to tackle. That dude's lower body weighs about 230. Like, he was so stout and just,
yeah, he was,
what a meathead.
He was 5'5 by 5'5, AJ. Like,
I know. Those are the toughest guys to tackle. Hey, you got to go low. Okay, cool. When I go low, my neck breaks and he bounces off of me. What do I do now?
Tony.
Yo.
How do we feel about Jalen Hurts passing prop?
What is it?
236.5.
Under.
236. I like that over.
See, so serious.
Does the total not seem low at 48.5? Like, these defenses aren't great.
I don't know. So, like, Sirianni comes from the Colts. You would think that, and Frank Reich, like, they like to run the ball. I think they're going to run the ball a lot. I don't fucking know, dude.
You have no idea what Sirianni's going to do. He didn't call plays for the Colts. Like, what the fuck?
Who's calling? Is he calling the plays for Philly?
I have no idea.
We got to see who their OC is. Who is their OC?
It's a good question. I honestly have no idea.
Not positive. I'd probably take the Hurts throwing prop, though, if anything, because if they go down early, then they're going to have to sling the ball to get back. Yep. And with Artie Smith, Artie Jones, because of the fact that you haven't heard much from them this offseason, I feel like that's a really good thing, especially in comparison with MCDC and the Sirianni noise. I think Staley also falls into that category. It's just all kind of quiet on those fronts, which is good news. So I think the Falcons probably at 3 is the number to look for, especially with what Lombardi said earlier in the month, or I guess that was in August, but about the depth with the Eagles. Like, if someone goes down like Scantling did last night for the Bucs in the secondary, or really anywhere,
well, also dudes getting tired board. In the week one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you see how much they were sweating last night before the game?
Those dudes, some guys were cramping up everything. It seemed pretty humid down there. Well, it rained all day, right?
Yeah.
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 All right. Last game, then we'll take a break.
By the way, Eagles OC is the old Chargers one. He used to call plays back in the day. Shane Stitchin.
So I wonder if he's calling the plays or is Sirianni. We'll see.
I never heard of him.
Gonna find
out. Chargers, who we just had on, head coach today, Brandon Staley. Great guy. Answered all the good questions. Chargers at football team. Football team was a 1-point underdog. They are now a 1.5-point favorite at home I actually have a pick in this one. I'm going to take the first half under 23.
Wow.
Four new starters on the Chargers O-line. They didn't play at all in the preseason. Herbert
but one new one is Corey Linsley at center, who's an all-pro stud, too. So I know. I wouldn't count him as like a newbie.
I know. I'm just saying, like, continuity. Like, them playing together.
That's very important. You're right.
Versus which... A team we saw last night, and then the football team's D-line, potentially the best D-line in the entire NFL. So they're going to have to deal with that early. So I didn't want to take it full game because I think Herbert Chargers may find their stride in the second half. So I wanted to go to first half. Washington football team was 31st in the league in offense last year. Obviously, they bring in Fitzpatrick, and they bring in some weapons, and they get Antonio Gibson back.
Curtis Samuel is out.
Curtis Samuel's went to the IR today. So I just think it's going to be a lower scoring first half. So I went first half under the 23. And for that reason, I may also take the Washington football team in the first half, too, just to
see. Who do you think is going to win the game, though?
I don't know.
Washington. It's got to be Washington.
I think it's going to be very close, to be honest.
It's another prove it. Like the Chargers, everyone said it was the coaching, it was this, it was that. Prove that it was. Washington, we know their defense is great. Their offense should be better with Fitzmagic. I think Washington wins this game here.
What do you think, Age?
It definitely feels like Washington. Maybe for some reason I think Herbert's going to find a way. He may get some pressure early, but I feel like they're going to have to, with Staley and what they're doing, they know they're going to have to get rid of the ball quick, most Correct. Likely, especially in the first half. I think the Chargers find a way to win, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am also with Adrian on this one. Derwin James coming back. Bosa healthy. If anything, this might be the most healthy they'll ever
be. Those are another good reasons why I'm taking the first half under.
Yeah, and with what you've heard about Rashawn Slater, it sure sounds like he's no slouch either because he's been standing up Bosa in practice pretty consistently. So I think with Herbert figuring it out, Keenan Allen and the boys, they lost Hunter Henry, but I think that's it. No Eckler. I don't think, but that hasn't been updated yet. Hasn't been confirmed, at least.
Rapp said he thought he might go.
Yeah, so I'm going to ride with Herbert and the healthy Chargers defense.
Anything here?
Nah, I don't know. I like your the under bet in the first half for sure.
Well,
I
do like that. 23, and the total for the game is 44.5. So if you go 23 and 23, that should be 46. You're getting a little value there on the first half under. When we come back, we're going to go through the rest of the games on the weekend. There's some good ones.
We're getting some good ones.
We'll also take your phone calls. Quit fucking smirking at me, AJ. You
motherfucker. I'm not smirking, man.
We'll be back. Pat McAfee Show, SiriusXM, Channel 82, Mad Dog Radio. Let's keep moving with the games this weekend. People are loving your takes, AJ. Not sure. What?
I saw the Lions seem to be a heavy dog, and when you popped that up quickly.
So it was 7.5. It's been 7.5 all week. The Lions have been plus 7.5. I think as soon as that game ended last night, people started paying attention to this weekend's game. And they were like, oh, the Lions stink. The Niners are supposed to be good. Let's start taking the Niners. I am one of those idiots. I think the Lions are terrible. I think so the Niners were top five in passing defense and rushing defense last season. And they're only going to get better. They got Bosa back. Yep. They got everyone back on their D-line. Like, they're not going to get worse. And Foxy said it earlier. The Lions have almost no weapons, so I think they're going to have a hard time scoring against the Niners. And I think the Niners, with Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, their offensive line, their slate of running backs, I think the Niners are probably going to be all right this week.
And where is this game played?
It's in Detroit.
In Detroit. And I said about the Bills, Steelers, me a little bit. Like, hey, I'm going to stay away from big spreads. I'm going to go up to 13.5 again with the Niners. I get it. And, like, T.J. Hockenson, unbelievable. They got Fred Warner, who can cover slot receivers. So it feels like the Niners are the obvious pick, and that was with the Bucks last night, and that was very wrong. But I'm going back to the obvious pick with the Niners and Kyle Shanahan after an offseason. Again, should probably have some tricks up his sleeve and a healthy Mostert, Trey Sermon. There's just no way you can justify, for me at least, taking the Detroit Lions at plus 8.5.
Well, and I think the Lions are nothing like the Cowboys, so I actually Correct. Do like, you know, boosting that up to about 13.5 and letting it ride.
At least last night we knew, like, you knew going in, the Cowboys had incredible weapons on offense.
Yeah.
I think Goff is going to be scared for his life going against that D-line. He's going to look like Foxy in the free weight section of a gym.
That's right.
Just petrified.
Niners defense does know. AJ, how about this? So who is the advantage here? Goff going up against the Niners defense that he's gone against twice for the last however many years, or the Niners defense who knows exactly what bothers Goff?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Niners defense has the advantage. I think also playing in Detroit, you're playing on that fast field turf. Nick Bosa, good luck blocking that dude off the edge. That would not be a fun proposition.
How big of a loss is Saleh for those guys? Do you think they kind of pick up like where they kind of left off, or does that kind of change a lot not having him on the sideline anymore?
I mean, I think it definitely changes things. They obviously had a ton of trust in him, but DeMeco Ryans is their new D coordinator. He was there with Saleh. He played, was an unbelievable player in the league for a long time. So I don't think it's going to be a huge loss. I mean, the one thing they can't lose there is their head coach, Kyle Shanahan, who calls the plays. That's the most important position right there for that team, other than the quarterback position. So as long as Shanahan's there, they're going to be all right.
All right. Next game. Are you got anything on that, Pal?
Yeah, Niners. I like Trey Sermon anytime touchdown plus 155.
He looked really good in the
I love Trey Sermon. He was awesome at Ohio State. I forgot San Fran even got him, to be honest.
In this city, Seattle is a favorite on the road here. It was announced or confirmed today. Carl Wentz will be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. They're 3-point home puppies. I'm going to need to see what the Colts offense. I'm going to need to see what Wentz looks like. Is he Wentz from the last few years, or is he Wentz from 2017? Because that's going to be a big difference.
Yeah, of course. But what is Seattle going to be with all their offseason stuff they have with Russell and the O-line? Like, what are they going to look like? How has Seattle gotten better? I guess other than hiring a new offensive coordinator,
they got Carson back. That's about it. I mean,
Jamal Adams was banged up quite a bit last year. He's healthy now. Defense.
DK Metcalf is 1 year older, bigger, faster, and stronger.
Boom. And to your point, AJ, about the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, he was coaching at my high school 10 years ago, and they went 5-3 and had one of the worst offenses in the league. So I just want to throw that out there. Take it as it is, okay?
Hey, you heard JB say it, though. JB said it's about the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and the O's, right?
Exactly. That's why I'm taking Seattle -3, because it's Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson always finds
Seattle
a way.
I'll take Seattle, too, actually. Yeah. I'm with you on this one, Connor. I got Seattle, too.
Let's roll.
Is it because you don't know about Wentz? I mean, because obviously the Colts have a really good defense.
Yeah, I think it's we're so up in the air on what Wentz is going to be. How does his foot feel? How comfortable does he feel out there? Quentin Nelson, I'm sure, will be fine. No matter how busy, you cut his foot off, he'll still have a good game.
No T.Y.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much unknown. I guess that's what makes these first couple weeks of the season fun, because there's just a lot up in the air that we're not really sure. Even the head coaches of these teams don't know how their teams will respond once they hit a little adversity.
Yeah.
All right. Vikings -3 at the Cincinnati Bengals +3. Cincinnati does have those pesky out of context footballs that they're going to have to deal with on Sunday. Both teams had bottom three defenses last year. Obviously the Vikings had a really, really good offense. There's no way Zimmer lets that defense happen 2 years in a row, right?
You would think not, right? Especially it's his old team too. He was DC for Cincinnati for a while, so he wants to go in there. I mean, Zimmer just has been so pissed for the last year. I feel
a lot of dissension in the ranks.
So much frustration.
Yeah, I trust the over more than either of the teams, just because, I mean, Zach Taylor threw the ball 60 times with Burrow, like I think three games while he was healthy last year. And also Kirk, Dalvin Cook, Thielen, Jefferson. It seems like there'll be points on the board, but, you know, who knows? Because to your point, you really just have no idea what these teams are.
The Bengals do have weapons, though, if Jamar Chase works out. He was a top five pick.
I hope he catches a few balls early on for him, for the Bengals, well, everybody.
They tried doing that in Burrow's one throw in preseason. They tried throwing a quick screen.
T. Higgins, an easy completion early on, didn't work out that way. Yeah.
Nope. T. Higgins was really, really good his rookie year. Yep. Tyler Boyd's always good. They have Joe Mixon. I think there's going to be a lot of points.
Defense.
Bengals Uzuma at the tight end. You guys aren't counting on.
Bengals were covering machines before Burrow got hurt. That's my only thing here.
I like Dalvin Cook scored 2+ touchdowns plus 310. Ooh. I think he's going to have a big.
Who's on the Bengals defense? They brought in Hendrickson. That was a good pickup.
They also brought in Mike Kilton from the Steelers, who was an incredible slot corner.
The safety.
They paid Sam Hubbard too at D end. Gave him a deal.
DJ Reader was a big time signing last offseason, but didn't get to play because he got hurt in October. So he basically missed the entire season. He'll be back.
And then Jesse Bates has the safety.
Jesse Bates, that's who it is, yeah. So I got some guys.
Let's see. Let's see what the Bengals are. Let's see how old Joey B looks.
Here's one. Here's a good one. Dolphins at Patriots. Patriots are -3. Mac Jones, versus Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Is that how?
I believe, yeah.
Tagovailoa.
Oh, okay.
But what about that one guy who wrote
Tonga?
Schefter, yeah. that letter.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that guy, so never mind.
Yeah. Hey, you don't have to ask me. I mean, you know where I stand on this, please. I mean,
I think Patriots win, Patriots cover on this one.
Me too, AJ.
Yeah. What do you think, Gump?
I'm intrigued to see what the Dolphins look like. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Hopefully Tua doesn't just lay an egg. Like, they need Tua to have a good game, whether they win or lose. They need some hope out of that position.
So this is the thing. The way they've kind of redesigned their offense is everything's motion. They're moving everything. If Bill, you know, shuts him down, keep that offense going. Like I've said this a million times, give Tua the year and let's see what the hell we got. You drafted the guy for a reason.
He also went and got Will Fuller, and he's not going to play for the first couple weeks. So you got to wait till he's in the offense. Two words.
I mean,
Tua's going to have weapons with Fuller and Devontae Parker.
I mean, Waddle looked awesome. He's flying around like
Gillespie,
Skaskins.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Patriots are going to be way better than they were last year. Patriots defense, they got all their guys back. Like,
yeah, my biggest thing just with the Patriots is that they're not going to have their starting left tackle, and basically all words out of camp have been about Mac Jones, but when they do talk about the defense, they talk about how it should be a top five defensive line, top five pass
rushers. And the O-line's fucking top five, probably.
Yeah, O-line's very good.
And Judon. This matchup, too, historically, the home team covers and wins.
Yeah.
That's just how this matchup has gone forever.
Yeah, so. We lose in Miami. Miami loses in New England. Yeah. And hopefully that remains the same, because I will not be able to sit here in a Carl Wentz jersey on Monday. I will rip it off and I will go
top. Oh, is there a bet? You guys have a bet going on?
Yeah, me and Pat do. If the Seahawks and Pats cover, he's wearing my Mac Jones jersey. If neither of them do, I'm wearing the Carl Wentz blue disgusting for the shoe jersey that reeks of puke.
And you know what? To celebrate that and to celebrate the first NFL weekend of the football season, personally, as a show, we should probably give something away.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Come on, Tony.
What do you got, Tony?
Put your money where your mouth is.
That's right, Tony. Don't be, can't back out now.
When did I say it was my money?
It was Hammer Don. Yeah.
Hammer Don's money.
Hammer Don's. That's fine if it's Hammer Don's money, not my money.
Well, I was thinking Hammer Don could just, you know, give like a jersey of the team of whoever wins whatever contest you're cooking up in that big brain of yours.
We'd do a jersey. We could also do.
Yeah, say it, Tony.
$10,000.
What? Oh! Yeah. A stack of high society.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. Stack of high society.
Okay. Hey, you said it.
Yeah, that's on you.
Zeke, do you have a...
I have a graphic for you.
Put it up.
Go ahead.
Use hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. Woo! Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. The winner's going to give away $10,000. Now we're going to decide how we pick the winner.
Ooh. Yeah, how do you win?
You definitely use the hashtag.
Definitely use the hashtag.
Maybe a photo of you watching and maybe just like their favorite bet of the weekend and pick one of who...
favorite bet of the weekend.
We'll just randomly select one that hits.
That hits.
Or should we do like a score? Like, you got to get the score close.
That's very hard.
It's 10. It's a stack of high society.
But you know, it's Feel Good Friday, so we don't want to make it too hard. Just hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday.
Take a picture of yourself feeling good.
Take a picture of yourself feeling good and your favorite bet of the weekend.
Yeah, maybe to get on Peace Point, maybe we do two. Maybe you got to do two picks.
Yeah,
especially because there are, what, 18
games? Do we have to get them right?
Yeah, they got to get the spreads right, of course. Yeah.
Okay, against the spread.
Two-game parlay.
Two-game parlay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday.
Has to be the spread. No money lines out there.
No money lines.
You call the money line. You do not play the money line.
That's right.
Against the spread.
Hell yeah.
All right, so you pick two games against the spread. You win those two games, and you use hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. You will have a chance at winning $10,000.
Wow!
Holy
shit!
This is a Feel Good Friday.
How do we know though? How do we know that you guys just aren't going through and picking your buds that nobody knows and giving them $10,000?
Well, because many times, AJ,
part of that profit.
We have shown how we pick this, and Zito puts in the hashtag, and
it's very scientific. You're right.
Yeah. Also, we don't want to give our buddies $10,000. We want them to lose.
You want to give them $10,000 if you have a deal where you you get five of it.
That's well, not everyone's a huge sack of shit like that you, AJ, even cross and is only thinking mind, about how they know? Benefit from
how much
this
money do you give?
Thought I was looking right at me.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
How much money do you give the refs when you're coaching on the weekends?
Maybe I should try that. Maybe that'll help me out.
Hey, let my son put the crown of his helmet through that other fucking kid's jaw, okay?
I'll sign a jersey and
hey,
give it
you know
to
what I was thinking with your end zone problem?
Yeah, with my young kids?
With the 4 and 5 year olds. Do you ever play electronic football where you just turn on the electricity and the football players on the field just fucking buzzes around? Yeah,
of course.
Just put dog collars on the kids' necks and an electric fence around the field and then they won't leave it.
Yeah, by like week 4 or 5 after they've gotten shocked 100 times, they will probably figure it out, right?
It is effective. My dog is currently doing it, and he is getting it. He understands it very well now.
Okay. I'll send that out in the email to all the parents. I'm sure they'll be on board.
Baby AJ.
All right, before we
tough
move on.
Him up.
Hold on. I got one question for AJ while we're still on spreads
here. No, go ahead.
What do you think about the Ohio State game tomorrow, AJ? -14.5 against the Oregon Ducks.
Whew. Doesn't that seem a bit high for it does. Like, this is supposed to be like a big blockbuster matchup.
Well, they lost their potential number one overall pick, D-end. I'm pretty sure he's out with a high ankle, but it still does feel like that's a lot.
Because their defense last one was 13.5, right?
Yeah, against Minnesota, and you would think that Oregon's better than Minnesota, even though it's home versus on the road.
Yeah that place is going to be rocking.
Thibodeau's not playing, is he?
He's not playing, and also Fresno State kept it pretty close with
the Ducks.
Ducks
looking ahead.
Yeah. Big noon kickoff is here. It's a big weekend here for Ohio State, the home opener.
Are you going, AJ? You got your coat ready, your Letterman?
My Letterman check. No, I'm actually not going to go to the game. I will be watching, though, most likely.
Okay. Two reader eyes. That's not a word.
What's that? What was that?
But it's a good combination of two words.
To reiterate, AJ.
I like that.
Use that this weekend when you're coaching.
What is that? Reiterate and prioritize?
Exactly.
That's incredible.
That is good.
You're so efficient.
You know how this brain works. Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. Zed, if you could put that up. Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. Use that hashtag.
Yep.
Take a picture. You feeling good?
Hell yeah.
Not too good though. We don't need to see any penises.
Jesus.
Is that what happens if you feel good? You take penis pictures.
Jesus. And two picks.
Put them online.
Two spreads.
Two picks against the spread.
Just don't put your face in it.
One entry. Only one entry. That's it.
No, as many.
No.
As one many entry.
As you can.
Yeah.
One
entry. What about a burner? What about your burner accounts?
God, you do this every time, dude. We're running out of time.
What other games we got?
Big one. Browns, Chiefs. Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites at home.
Ooh. Yeah, five and a half feels like the chefs.
Chiefs rushing defense worries me. Browns passing defense.
Is Tyrann Mathieu in or out?
We don't know. They got till 4 o'clock tomorrow to put a negative test up, AJ.
I am going to take the Browns +5.5. And if Mathieu is out, I know Pat mentioned this yesterday on Hammer Don. If Mathieu is out, Jarvis Landry touchdown seems to be a good play there. I think it's like +160 or something around there. But I'm taking the Brownies +5.5. They got the O-line. They got the running game. And, again, they got weapons everywhere.
They do. They really do. And I believe their defense got a lot better this year. And that's why I picked them to win the AFC North. But I'm not going to take the Browns. I'm going to just watch this one and enjoy this
one. Tony, to your point earlier, you talked about good D-lines and pass rush causing a quarterback to scramble. This is my favorite bet of the weekend. Patrick Mahomes rushing yards over 13.5. In every game he played last season, he didn't rush for more than 15 yards, only 5 times. So he was on the ground moving a lot. He loves to move around. Even with that rebuilt offensive line, I think he's going to be moving, changing the launch point. Scramble for a few extra yards.
So you're saying he accomplished this feat, say, 16 out of 21 times-ish?
Yeah. I didn't count playoffs. I just count regular season.
So you're saying he accomplished this feat 11 out of 16
bingo.
Times. All right. Broncos, -3 at the New York Giants. Good luck.
Yeah, man.
Who cares?
Good luck with the This is one that may have fewer eyeballs than other games, I guess.
Listen to the stat, though, from Gumpy.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater, 21-3 against the spread on the road as a starting quarterback. This Broncos team is good, man. I think they are very good. And I don't know what this Giants team is. I think Broncos by a touchdown, I think, here.
Packers at New Orleans.
Whoa.
A month ago, I would have said this is a blowout Packers. But, like, every single week, I feel, like, more and more confident about the Saints for some reason. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen here.
I would feel safe taking Packers and the spread.
Raji 9-4 against the spread his last 13 week ones. Raji's going to come out dealing.
See, I thought
this down like, to -3.5. I mean, I would have taken it when it was -5. I love the Packers.
I thought the Saints lost way too much, especially like I'm worried about the Saints receivers.
Well, and there's a lot of people. I mean, like everyone was talking about the Saints demise, and then you look at it, and a lot of people still like they're over under still what 9.5 wins or 9. Like so, like they're still going to be good. I'm curious to see what the Packers defense is like. It's supposed to be much better this year. Obviously, we know what their offense is going to do. You don't really get high or too low with Bakhtiari and some of those other guys being out. Like, they'll still produce. Rodgers is going to play incredible, but I think the Saints, I mean, who knows? Their offense could give the Packers defense some trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they've really got O-line and D-line, so that's the only issue
we Saints, have there. The only thing the Saints can do is hopefully they can get a bunch of pressure on Aaron. Like, that's going to have to be their goal, especially with Takatari out of the line.
And run for a bunch of yards with Kamara in the O-line.
Right. Yeah. Which is what they did last year.
Are the Smith brothers both playing, Ty?
I don't know if Za'Darius Smith is. It's been another one of those ones that's like kind of up in the air.
I worry about the Packers defense without Patton getting the boys buzzing.
True. He's a big dumb dipshit, so.
Last game.
He's coaching now.
No, he's not.
He's with
he's pushing a broom he's somewhere.
He's a consultant.
Last game of the weekend. Bear down. At the Rams. 7.5. This one feels similar to Lions.
What?
49ers.
What does that mean?
It does.
The O-line for the Bears.
We're back, baby.
Definitely a concern.
Yeah.
It might be.
Against that D-line. And the Rams had the number one defense in the league last year. Obviously, they lose Staley and a couple other secondary. But
what do you think the percentages that we potentially see Justin Fields in this game?
None.
Zero.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
Especially like if it's a bloodbath at halftime,
yeah, they'll just leave Dalton.
Yeah, no point to put him in.
Like I was saying before, they have some packages, but he'll come out for like one play and then
throw a touchdown though. Then what? Then you got to run with him.
Yeah. What's the over under on how many balls Dalton one hops into the receiver?
Come on,
jeez, dude.
Hey Jay, you're gonna let this fucking fly, your friend?
I mean, it's Nick. Maybe. Hey, you know what? The Red Rocket's gonna surprise some people.
Hell yeah,
the
Red Rifle.
Rams all day though.
Yeah.
They are also -140 at 6.5. That's what I'm taking. 7.5.
You could, you could do some of that. The music is playing. I lost connection. Mm-hmm. How much time?
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Thank you, boys. I can't see it. AJ, thanks for staying on with us here in this last hour.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to join you. You gonna watch Pat at MSG tonight?
Oh yeah.
Smack.
Dad. 8 p.m. Fox.
This was Hammer.
God.
This was also the Pat McAfee Show on SiriusXM Channel 82. We cannot thank everyone enough for listening. Have a great first NFL weekend. Woo-hoo! We'll be back for Overreaction Monday. Yeah! First of the season. Have a great weekend.
Tweet.
See you then. Hashtag PMS Feel Good Friday. I missed it.